Bills. The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
All right. Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
That'll do.
Number 5.
There's trouble over in the United States Senate Intelligence Committee. Oh, they're mad.
They are.
They're very mad at Michael Cohen. And Michael Cohen has the finest lawyer in America.
He does. Our own Mike Monaco.
This is really true. If you're like, you were gone last week and you're like, wait, what? Our legal analyst, Mike Monaco, is now Michael Cohen's lawyer.
It's absolutely true.
And Michael's getting this all fixed up. Because he was supposed to, because Cohen was supposed to go testify in front of the Senate.
Yeah.
And then he said,
blow him off a couple times.
Lanny Davis, his other attorney, was like, oh, he had shoulder surgery. He doesn't feel well. He's got to go. Donald Trump's going to kill him. He can't go. It's got this. It's that.
Safety reasons.
Yeah. So
lots of problems.
Burr was talking to reporters today, and he said that the patience is wearing thin on Capitol Hill.
According to the press, we still have Michael Cohen to interview one more time. But I can assure you that any goodwill that might have existed in the committee with Michael Cohen is now gone.
Is there a chance that you don't end up speaking to him before he reports to jail?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him about it. He's had a letter for 6 months asking for his return. He's already stiffest on being in Washington today because of an illness, yet on Twitter, a reporter reported he was having a wild night Saturday night, eating out in New York with 5 buddies. Didn't seem to have any physical limitations, and he was out with his wife last night.
Yeah, there's pictures showing him warmly hugging and doing the rounds at the restaurant and looking pretty physically able to get around.
I do like the idea of him out with those buddies, those same buddies that the day that he got indicted, he ran over and sat outside with them, and then the reporters were swarming around him, and they all tried to act natural while they're sitting around like a cafe table.
Oh, yeah. All very well-dressed.
Right.
In a very well-heeled location.
Right. Guys with long hair. Everybody looked like a guy who either came into money in some awkward way. That's the only way I want to put it.
Awkward is the word you use?
Yeah, I'm going to use the word awkward. It's in a non-traditional sort of way.
Yeah. Who's asking?
Yeah. Or, you know, one of those guys who was like, you know, I got a hedge
fund. Like an Avenatti. Yeah, like, what's his name? The other one, the Trump guy, the one who was just on the Trump guy who worked in the White House with the Italian name. Friend of the show.
Scaramucci. Yeah, guys are like that. Yeah. Scaramucci, you kind of see, though. He looks like he went from the Ivy Leagues to Wall Street. Those guys all look like they were they were lottery winners.
Do you need to talk to him before you finish your investigation?
I think it would be prudent to do that.
Or subpoenaing?
Well, I've never gotten into who we have subpoenaed and who we haven't subpoenaed, but I think he clearly rises to one of the people that I would go to every length I could to make sure that we got his testimony.
All right. Yeah, you know why? Because he lied before, and they want to see if he's going to lie again. Because they got him on lying before, and if he lies again, if he doesn't lie again, let me just tell you this. It's not going to be good for some people up on the other side of Pennsylvania Avenue when he does get to the Senate, when Michael Cohen gets to the Senate. Now, they'll have to prove that his news story is true.
And the other one was not.
But his news story is not going to be good. All right, checking in at
number 4.
This congresswoman from Minnesota, right? Ilhan Omar. She didn't do it. It was dumb what she wrote on the Twitter machine.
It was.
Very, very, very dumb. And she is being asked by the president to step down from Congress. It's time for you to leave. The president gets to decide that. He's going to decide that. And if she doesn't leave, she should at least not be on the Foreign Affairs Committee.
Anti-Semitism has no place in the United States Congress. And Congressman Omar is terrible, what she said. And I think she should either resign from Congress or she should certainly resign from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. What she said is so deep-seated in her heart that her lame apology, and that's what it was lame, and she didn't mean a word of it, was just not appropriate. I think she should resign from Congress, frankly. But at a minimum, she shouldn't be on committees, or certainly that committee.
All right, so what she did is she tweeted about the the question on the issues and debate on Twitter about why there are so many conservatives that are in favor of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it's all about the Benjamins.
Right.
Making reference to its money. And then she claims that AIPAC, which is the U.S.-based PAC that represents Israeli interests, pays off congressmen to side with Israel, vote for Israel and side with Israel.
Right, to buy their allegiance, mm-hmm. was the inference.
Playing on the idea of Jewish money influencing American politics, blah, 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 which Republicans have been playing in, too, through George Soros and the rest of that stuff. I mean, that's what they've been doing. But it's got to drive Democrats absolutely nuts that they got one of their rogue freshman congressmen out there saying stupid things, and then the president gets to be the voice of reason. Right?
And tell them
right.
What's what.
Just think about that for a second. Donald Trump's like, I can't believe what she said. It's so offensive. By the way, is there Pocahontas over there? I mean, come on. Come on. Yeah, I know. That's what they said, too. And that's the damnedest thing. It's like everybody's... When did everybody take a moron pill before they got off the plane at Reagan National?
I'll tell you.
I mean, it's crazy. It's like, is there any adult left in either party who's going to step up and go, hey, this is not the way we should act? Is there anybody? And if you think this is crazy, wait till you get to number three on the other side.
Yeah.
This.
Oh, boy.
Jen, what's happening on the roads?
Get Real in the Morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV morning news team. It's all weekdays, 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN.
All right. Top 5 at 5 continues. We're up to
number 3.
You know, seeing that sunrise from space for the very first time, it is incredible. You know, it becomes pretty obvious pretty early when you get into space that we're all kind of in this together.
That's super astronaut Mark Kelly.
Yes.
He announced today he's going to run for the Senate in Arizona against Martha McSally.
How about that?
Now, you'll recall that Mark Kelly is married to Gabby Giffords, right? The congresswoman who was shot. And this is a very interesting thing because this 2020 election could flip the Senate if Democrats don't screw it up, which they're completely likely to do. But a Mark Kelly candidacy in Arizona would be pretty strong.
You know, I learned a lot from being an astronaut. I learned a lot from being a pilot in the Navy. I learned a lot about solving problems from being an engineer. But what I learned from my wife is how you use policy to improve people's lives. Arizonans are facing incredibly challenging issues here in the years to come. Access to affordable health care, the stagnation of wages, job growth, the economy. You know, as the climate warms, we're gonna have more drought here in the desert.
Hmm. Wow, it's an emotional ad. He could be a formidable candidate in that race.
Yes, he certainly could be. But Martha McSally was a pretty good candidate. I mean, she is a combat veteran, right? Combat pilot.
Yep.
One of the first, mm-hmm. if not the first, I think.
The first is what we heard.
And then you know, and he was a combat pilot before he was an astronaut. So it sets up a sort of an American hero versus American hero race. All right, checking in at
number 2.
Sometimes I dream that he is me. You got to see that's how I dream to be. I dream I move. I dream I groove. Like Mike. If I could be like Mike.
Okay.
Michael Jordan.
The greatest song of all time.
I know. Brings tears to the eyes.
Used to play a little basketball.
You guys played every sport.
Yeah, we played a little ball. Just a little bit. We can play with Jordan. I can play with Jordan. Same age. I promise. I blew out my knee.
Damn knee.
Yep. In fourth grade. Michael Jordan. Listen to this. Okay, so now he owns the Hornets in mm-hmm. Charlotte.
Yep.
And this year the All-Star Game is going to be in Charlotte.
Nice.
And the All-Star Game is going to be on Mike's birthday.
Nice.
It's the nicest basketball like trifecta of all times.
It's a constant reminder that I'm getting old. It's amazing. Always the All-Star Game is always around my birthday. I wish it could be postponed a week or four after, but you know, it's a constant reminder that the game is evolving. I'm evolving as a person. And it's a one time where I can bring everybody in and celebrate, enjoy the game of basketball all at the same time. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, I got a lot of family here, not enough tickets, but you know, it should be fun.
Don't be calling them. You need a ticket.
That's
cool.
That's pretty.
Love hearing from Mexico.
Very cool. I know. So I was kind of thinking, he can still be out there. Bulls can use him.
Really?
Damn the injury.
Bulls can use me and Kev.
If it weren't for the knee.
Number one.
Under all circumstances.
After a show, we drain a quart of Jack Daniels and stick the bottle right. But hungover as hell, that Catholic boy always showed up to morning man. We tell him, slow down, you'll end up like Belushi and Kenny. He said, those guys are my heroes, that's all fine and dandy. I ain't making that shit up, that's the truth about my boy Chris Farley.
All about the bromances on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, as Adam Sandler talked about during an interview about his friendship, basically his bromance love affair with Chris Farley, who he's honoring with that song during his 100% Fresh stand-up special on Netflix.
I walked in one time and he had Walkman on, and then I said, hey, and he turned around, he looked up at me and his eyes were filled with tears. And I was like, oh, man, what's going on? I said, what's happening? What are you doing? What are you listening to? And he goes, Casey and the Sunshine Band. And I go, oh, okay, that got you upset. Is that upset? And I didn't expect. Yeah, I know. Usually I dance to Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Everyone does, yeah.
But he said it reminded him of his father, and it made him emotional. And anyways, but he was so funny. He just started laughing uncontrollably after the fact that I caught him crying about his dad. And he was like,
oh. That's awesome.
It is.
That's awesome.
Miss Chris Farley.
Yes. I think the world misses Chris Farley. Mm-hmm. People still talk about it. You can't ever say the word van without somebody connecting it to being down by a river.
By the river, right.
Somewhere, somehow, sometime. I mean, that just tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
All right, Chicago Blackhawks hockey is coming your way right after we close this thing up.
The top five at five.